going to start on Prime Video with a new sci-fi series arriving on Thursday, the 11th of April. It's called Fallout. And here's a clip.
I've had a rough week. Practically every person I've met up here has tried to kill me.
I'm simply going to harvest your organs.
You need to go home. You come from a world of rules, of laws. You should not be alone.
As you know, Hannah, I'm no computer gamer, but this is based on a very popular computer game, Fallout. There are 8 episodes, and as we saw with The Last of Us, which we reviewed not so long ago, it's not always a disaster when someone brings a computer game to the big or the small screen. And I think this looks really, really good. It's adapted by the people who worked on Westworld, and it's, yes, post-apocalyptic. So we start off in, looks like the 1950s, but it's sort of like a retro-futuristic 1950s, and as was greatly feared back then, nuclear war did break out. Then we fast forward 200 years, and most of humanity is living in these bunkers underground called the Vaults. Okay, so that's where we start, and that's where we meet Lucy, played by Ella Purnell. She lives in Vault 33. And in order to keep populating this underground society in the hope that they'll be able to go to the surface at one point and sort of reclaim, once the fallout has died down, reclaim the surface. There's trades in husbands and wives between the different vaults. So we start with a marriage ceremony, and I won't say exactly what happens, but it's brilliantly, brilliantly done. It looks incredible. It's such a mashup of different genres and styles. So in the initial sequence set in the 50s, yeah, really retro, looks great. And in the vault underground, there's a sort of innocence to the way they live, and it's got Kyle MacLachlan's in it from Twin Peaks and Blue Velvet, and he is well known for playing the sort of rather innocent Americana type character who's confronted by evil and violence. So he's a very good choice for this. Anyway, to cut a long story short, Lucy has to go to the surface. Up there, we're going to meet various characters, and this is where the sort of genre mashup comes in, because there's a sort of Western type vibe slash zombie vibe to this one character who lives on the surface called the Ghoul, played by Walton Goggins. He's a bounty hunter. Then you've got these sort of Avatar style soldiers who wear these great big kind of robot killing suits, which is also mashed up with a kind of a medieval-ish type thing, because they're referred to as knights. Anyway, we're going to meet one of these soldiers, and Lucy's going to be on the surface. There's going to be the Ghoul. So it's this brilliant mashup of what's happening in the so-called wasteland. So you've got Aaron Moten plays Maximus, who is the soldier. I absolutely loved episode one. It was funny. It was pretty violent, I got to say. Very stylish. Great music. Sets look fantastic. Great costumes. So I think this looks like a highly successful crossover from computer game to TV series. What did you think, Hannah?
Well, you know what? When I saw this, I thought, oh, here we go again. This is absolutely not for me. And I was wrong. You should not judge a book by its cover, as they say. It's kind of just creepy, I suppose, because, as you say, they're in these sort of these vaults, and they're living there, and they don't sort of go, they have to live there, and then when they start to come away from those and see the real world or what's left of it, it's just kind of it's just full of really these horrible killer robots and giant insects and kind of mutant animal monsters and what have you, and it's just, yeah, it kind of plays with your mind. But as you say, it's quite violent. And again, I don't particularly love hugely violent things, but it's done in a... it's really clever, actually. It's not just another one of this type, I don't think. The sets are absolutely brilliant. And I don't know, I feel like Ella Purnell, who plays Lucy, she really gets the character. She's totally credible and authentic in the part that she plays, I think. And sort of not knowing anything about this life outside the vault, and you know, having to then deal with what she then finds, it's a really good watch. I think I really enjoyed it, which I didn't think I'd be saying.